Can you hear?
Hey, Joyce. How are you doing today?
Hello. Is this Mr. Davidson?
Yeah, this is Peter.
Okay, Peter. Yes, mm-hmm. This is Joyce Vaughn calling you back.
How are you doing today, Joyce? I was waiting for your call yesterday.
We spoke last night, didn't we, I think?
No, we didn't spoke last night. We spoke day before yesterday. Yesterday, when I gave you a call, you told me that you're staying late in the office and you'll be back by 4:30 my time. But I did give you a call at 4:30.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. I apologize. Well,
no problem.
I see that you did call me while I was driving home from work,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to discuss the other packages that you have been telling me about. One was called an EOS or something.
It was SEO.
SEO, okay.
Yeah.
And what is that?
It's basically.
I have my son
mm-hmm.
on the line too,
okay.
So he'll be listening in.
Okay, Joyce. Basically, SEO is the full form is the search engine optimization. Okay, search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
What it really does is that whatever content you provide us, okay, we add some keywords in that content. Okay, so your website comes in the top searches. For example. In our website, the Orbit Design Agency, which we have, okay? So what we have done to grab some customers, we have added some keywords in the content, for example, website builder, website development, or create a website. These are all keywords we use, okay? So once the customer goes on Google, okay, they just write create a website, okay? And our company's website comes on the top searches. So that's how we grab clients. Because of the keywords we use, the customer types the same keywords on Google or on Bing or on Yahoo. These are the three search engines. So once the customer types that keyword, our company's platform or our company's website comes to the top searches, and in that way, we grab clients. In the same way, you might have type in a right, like, for example, if you type Google, if you type website builder or create a website on Google, we will be in one of the top searches so that we can grab customers, and that's how we do our business. So in the same way, for your website, whatever your business is, whatever your products are, we don't care about that. We just care about the content which you provide us, and we add some keywords, and we make a rough draft of it. We send you the meta tags and the meta titles we will be using. So once you approve those titles, we add those in the back end of the website. And in the same way, if people search, for example, if they search ceramic products or if they search antique products, so your website will be on one of the top searches. And in the same way, you'll grab customers and clients on your website. That's how SEO works.
Michael, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard
Michael. Okay, so Mr. Peter, what is the cost of all that?
Well, I told you that the total cost of this search engine optimization, including 25 keywords, and we'll be providing you with the meta tags, with the meta titles. We will be sending you the SEO monthly reports that how many clients are coming on your website, how many clicks your website has received. This all will be included in $500 for you.
$500. Okay. Now, there was another package that
mm-hmm.
you told me about. And that was something about payment, something about my you know, payments, customers' payments to me.
Yeah.
PayPal,
mm-hmm.
Visa, MasterCard, and
mm-hmm.
American Express.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And so I want to know about that package, yes.
Well, firstly, Joyce, may I please know that what merchant will you be using on your website? Like, will you be accepting payments from Visa or from MasterCard or credit debit or PayPal? What would you like to use on your website?
I did see that I saw someplace on the internet today that most online customers like to use their personal debit card
mm-hmm.
instead of a credit card. Some
mm-hmm.
use credit cards. So that way I would be needing to use Visa, MasterCard,
okay.
and I guess Visa is MasterCard. But then I also want to take American Express and Discover.
Okay, so what we can do for you is that we can customize a multi-payment plugin for you. Okay, so whatever payments people choose on your website, for example, credit, debit, or PayPal business, or authorized.net, whatever they want on the website, okay, they can just simply go ahead and make the payment for you, okay, so that they don't face any of the hassle for going through the payment. If they have credit or debit card, they can do that. But, for example, if I'm coming on your website and I have PayPal, so I cannot pay on the website, and that's how you'll lose me. You'll lose the customer, okay? So we'll customize a plugin for you in which all of the merchants will be included, the credit debit too, the PayPal too, and everything what you need.
So where does the money that they pay for my products go?
Yeah, exactly. So if you have your PayPal account, okay, so we will be needing the credentials for your PayPal account, okay, and we will be linking your account with the back end of the website, okay, so once people pay on your website, they will be directly deposited in your PayPal business account.
Well, does the percentage ever go to you?
No, not us. It will be coming in your account, okay? There are three or four merchants, okay? First one is the PayPal business. Second one is the authorized.net. And third one is the Squarespace, okay? So you can use these three merchants to get the payments, okay? You can just simply go ahead and make an account on any of these merchants, and you just need to provide me the username and the password of these merchants, okay? The rest we will do for you. We will integrate that payment, and we will be integrating your account number or whatever is needed, I'll ask from you. Okay, and the payments, you will be receiving it directly into your bank account.
I don't understand why I would be providing you the password, the username and the password, though. Aren't you supposed to keep your passwords private?
No. What happens is that if you make an account on PayPal business, okay, you will be logging in with the username and the password, right? So I will be needing that username and password, okay? So I will be going into your account. I will be grabbing the external API. I will be placing it to the back end of the WordPress, okay? So in that way, if people go ahead and make the payment on your website, it will be directly coming into your PayPal business account.
And you can see every transaction that's made, right?
No, we cannot see any chart because that is completely your account. However, at the back end of the website, we can see that what orders are being placed on the website, okay? But we don't use the personal information or anything about the customer or anything, okay? We will be providing you with the back end access of the website too once the website goes live, okay? So you can see on the back end too that what customer has placed what order and how much has he paid, how much he wants. So you can see that too.
Okay, so and how much is this package?
That's the payment merchant includes the four merchants, including everything. As I told you, we will be making a customized plugin for you, and that will be just for $250.
How much?
$250.
$250.
Exactly.
Okay. As I said, my son is on this call. Did you hear that, Mikey? Okay. So ask him. Do you want to ask him any questions?
Yeah, I got a couple questions. So.
Sure.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, with the latter package you just mentioned for $250 with the payment options and the merchant. Okay, yeah. If she was to choose just to use her bank account, then you would need. I guess the question is PayPal the only account that you guys accept her to accept payments on the site?
Actually, on the website, the merchants are placed to accept the payments, okay? So there are three or four merchants. I'll list down for Joyce on the text message, okay? So whatever merchant you choose, for example, the first one is the PayPal business account, second one is the authorized.net, and the third one is the Squarespace, okay? And that merchant is integrated with your bank account, okay? So you need to make an account on any of the merchants, any one of these merchants. Okay, and once you make the account, you just provide me with the username and the password. And the rest, I will do it for choice, and that will be linked to your bank account. When you will be signing up on the merchant account, okay, the merchant will ask you for your bank account and everything. We won't ask you for that. Okay? So once the
right,
account
is... Yeah, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that. So I guess, so to get around that, can you just use a regular bank account then?
Yeah, you can use a regular bank account too, okay? But what's important...
I don't mean... No. Listen. I don't mean with one of your merchants.
Mm-hmm.
Can she use her bank account to accept payments, not through PayPal or one of your other three merchants?
Well, actually, on the website, the payments are accepted through merchants. That is the reason we integrate the payment merchants on the website. The payments cannot be accepted directly to the account. It can be transferred, but not directly coming to the bank account. Merchants are basically required for that.
Yeah, that's a red flag because, I mean, earlier you asked about password and account information for the PayPal or whatever, and that's...
I was just giving an example. Okay, so once you sign up, I was just giving an example, okay? Once you make an account on any of the merchants, okay, we won't be having the access to her bank account or something like that, okay? We will be just having the access so that we can just simply grab the external APIs from the merchant and integrate it in the back end of the website. And once the payment goes through...
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So when she logs into her PayPal account, she uses her password and username, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then once she does that, she has access. Hold on, listen. Once she does that, she has access to the total account.
Mm-hmm.
So if she gives that info to you, then you will have access to that account also.
Well,
so that's why I said it's a red flag.
Does she have a business account or a personal account?
No, personal account.
Okay, so exactly. So to do any business, you require a PayPal business account, and we can integrate
right.
that.
Okay, so, okay, yeah, that's understood. So, okay, let's move past that. Okay, let's go back to the SEO option that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so two questions as far as that's concerned.
Sure.
Do you guarantee page one results or?
Yeah. We don't guarantee
you
the
guarantee page one results
because what happens is
page
that
page one
slowly,
Google results.
No. Slowly it goes, it progresses, okay? I can guarantee you the results from the day one that your website will be on the top because it is a 3-month SEO. So it will take like 40 to 45 days for your website to grow and get clicks on the website, and then your website comes on the top searches.
After 45 days?
Yeah, after 40 or 45 days, we will be sending the reports to Joyce. Okay, on her email so that she can check the SEO reports that what results are we producing from the SEO.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you had said that the website was going to go live as soon as we, you know, finalized all the corrections. Because, Mr. Peter, there are a lot of misspelled words and grammar mistakes on, you know,
understand.
On what you so. Mm-hmm. So you are going to fix that free of charge, right?
Exactly. That are completely fixed out of charge because you've got unlimited revisions on the website, okay? So whatever changes you want in the names or in the themes or in the pictures or in the content, okay, we will be doing that free of charge, okay? You don't have to pay for the website until and unless it gets live, okay? Other than that, these content and the payment merchant, these are extra services, okay? That is the reason you have to pay
okay.
for that.
Okay, and so you say that it doesn't go live for 45 days. I had thought you had said it may be.
No,
it
no,
goes.
No.
What we're talking about is being on page one of the web engine searches. It'll
exactly.
go live.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so,
one final question. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Mikey. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned with the SEO package, you're going to send her the meta tags, right?
Exactly.
So are the meta tags in her name or is it in your company's name? Because, I mean, obviously the meta tags is who owns the site.
No, that will be created by our content team and that will be for our website's name.
So in a short answer is your company owns the website because the meta tags will be in their name, right?
Actually, she is creating a website on a Shopify platform. So Shopify owns the website. We don't own it. We are just creating the website for her. We are just doing the changes or uploading the content and everything for that.
Right. So, I mean, there's
that was my next question. Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So there's no need to send in the meta tags then because she has no
meta tags
are no IP.
No. On the back end, we have to place the meta tags and everything on the back end of the Shopify too. So our developers will be doing that. And if you want, if you need any information in detail, so I can connect you to my SEO professionalist too, and he can guide you in a better way if you're available like for 5 or 10 minutes.
Right, I get that. But the point I'm making is that there's no IP in the meta tags if it belongs to Spotify then. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what would be the need to send it again?
Well, I'll be confirming.
What the meta tag encoding, what the meta tag is of the person that created or owns the tags.
Meta tags, basically I was saying that the keywords, we will be giving him her a bunch of keywords, okay? And she can decide what keywords she wants in the content, and we can place those if she thinks that those keywords are relevant for her business or if people search those keywords on the website. So we will be providing her a bunch of keywords, okay? So she can select on her own that what keywords you want to place on the back end of the website so that if people search those keywords, they can get the website up on the searches. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I heard that part. I get that part. I was just going back to the meta tags. Okay,
I meant that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and also, one last package. It wasn't you, I think it was that first guy that I talked to before I got connected with you. He said something about a package where I would own the website. Is that necessary for me to own the website?
Well, that's completely your decision, okay? If you want, you can own the website. That's basically an ownership certificate which you get from Google or from a company, okay? But right now, as you're using the Shopify platform, our platform is basically custom WordPress. If we were building a website on a custom WordPress platform, for that you might need hosting, you might need the ownership certificate and everything. But right now, as Shopify is a big platform, so I guess that you don't need that ownership certificate right now. Okay, you can just simply go live with this platform too.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Mackie, did you get all that? I didn't understand any of it.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, I know you do, because you're good with computers.
However, if you're anything, like if you're concerned about the prices and everything, you can just feel free, you are free to ask me that too, because Joyce is one of our existing clients. I've been on the phone with like 1 hour or 90 minutes, okay? We have been writing down the description of the products, the prices, so she is really nice. So if you have any concerns, you can let me know.
No problem. So when is the site going? So is the site active right now?
No. Right now the site is not active. We are doing some changes. Joyce is sending me the products. We have uploaded the content and the products. However, some of them needs to be renamed. However, she has sent me 25 more products. So I will be on the phone with her. I will be writing down the description and the prices of those two. Then I'll be uploading that. So once everything's done and completed, then I'll ask Joyce at that time to provide me with the credentials so that we can integrate the payment merchant. And however, as we will be writing down the content for her, so she doesn't need to take care of the content, we will be taking the responsibility for that. I'm sorry for the SEO.
So if I go to the website now, it's not going to load? It won't?
No. Right now, it's being made on a demo link right now.
Demo, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's on a demo.
So will the demo link load?
Yes.
Yeah.
And can the demo link accept payments?
No.
No.
The demo link cannot accept the payments.
Because I don't have a payment plan.
Exactly.
I don't have a payment merchant signed up yet.
Okay. All right, Mom, do you have any more questions?
Well, I want to know what you think, you know, I should do.
Well, this is something you don't want to just make a harsh decision. So it's something you need to think and pray about. So
right.
You can make a decision
then,
right now.
Yeah, and then I also want to go ahead and give him the descriptions and prices of the extra 25 items that I've sent him. So we can do that.
Do
you have... The extra I've sent him 25 more products, and he needs to upload them to my site with the descriptions and prices.
Well, if the site's not active, the site or the demo site, how did Prince go in there and buy something?
He just told me that he wanted it. He didn't go and buy it. He just told me he wanted it. Mm-hmm. He just told me that he wanted a particular item.
So, again, with the payment option, mm-hmm. it has to be one of your vendors or PayPal, right?
Yeah. I'll send the list to Joyce, okay? So whatever she thinks that is feasible for her and is easier for her to create an account, she can choose that. And I'll guide her to that whatever is the safest and the easiest option for her. So I'll guide her about that too so that she can go ahead and make an account on that.
So you say who owns the domain to the site?
Well, I guess we haven't talked about domain with Joyce.
Yeah, so who owns the domain?
Well, right now, I guess we do not have the domain. We haven't reserved the domain for now. I guess Joyce didn't tell me anything about domain or we need to reserve that or not.
What is a domain? What is that?
Domain, basically, Joyce, is the name of the website. Like, for example, you write google.com. So google.com is a domain. So what...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you think will be the name
Google
of your website?
Down Memory Lane.
Down Memory Lane. Okay. I'll check in the concern department, and I'll let you know by Monday or if you're available on Monday because it's Memorial Day.
Are you going to be in the office on Monday? Because Monday is a holiday.
Yeah. No, we won't be available. That's the reason I was telling you that on Tuesday, I can update you about the domain too, downmemorylane.com.
Oh, I thought you said Monday. What if someone already has that name?
We can check that.
Then you can't use it.
We can check that. Whatever is feasible for you because, for example, the easiest one is downmemorylane.com, okay? But what we can do is that we can write down downmemory-lane.com. So that will remain the same, but there will be a dash. So there are multiple domains with the same name. So we can reserve any one for her. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I would like for it to be Down Memory Lane Gift Shop.
Mm-hmm.
That'll take care of all that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, how do I get that domain? And what does that cost?
Well, we need to check that. Can you please hold on the line, both of you, so that I can check about the domain too?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't available, ma.
Hey, Joyce, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Joyce. So the downmemorylane.com is basically a premium domain, okay, and it cannot be reserved. But we have two more options if you like. The first one is the downmemorieslane.com, and the second one is downmemory-lane.com.
Well, I'm getting confused then, because if downmemorylane.com is not available, why is my website on the first page say Down Memory Lane? Do we have to change that too?
Which one?
My website, my demo website that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
On the first page, mm-hmm. on the introductory page, it says Down Memory Lane.
Yeah, because
but you said that's not available.
Mm-hmm. That's the content that you have sent us, and we have just uploaded on the website. Okay, you sent me
know,
that.
But,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying if that name is not available as
mm-hmm.
a .com, mm-hmm. I don't understand what's the use of having on my first page of my website.
Well, we can change you. What you can simply do is that you can reserve the domain for downmemory-lane. Okay, so that your business name remains the same, because Down Memories Lane will not suit on the website. So what we can do is that we can reserve downmemory-lane.com. What do you think, Joyce?
Are you there?
What is your website? What's the link to the site, the demo site you have now? The full thing.
I've sent.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, Joyce has it.
Hold on, I'll give it to you. Oh. Okay, Mikey, are you ready?
Yeah.
He sent me HTTPS for, semicolon for two forward slash. And then it's DEMORBITDESIGN.
Right. So it's not your site. It's not under your domain then. It's under
somebody
else's domain. So I know you have all that in front. Then it says Down Memory Lane.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a piece of the address to their site, to their domain.
The domain is basically.
So when people go to your website right now, they're not going to your site. They're going to somebody else's site.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Well, it's a demo site. It's a demo site that has my products on it.
Well, Ma, it's not your demo site, Ma. It's just your demo and pretty much just a link.
Okay. Well, tired now.
Joyce, you got two choices now. What we can do is that we can secure downmemorieslane.com, or the second one, we can secure downmemory-lane.com. So what do you think? Which will be good for you?
Ma, you think you want to just think about it and connect again on Tuesday?
I think so, because I'm tired now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't make a decision like that, because you don't know what's going on and you're confused.
And what about the SEO and the payment merchant?
I think I'm going to wait until Tuesday to figure, because I've got the whole weekend. I'm going to be home, and I've got the whole weekend to, discuss it with my children and try to figure out something. Do you think I need the SEO, Mikey?
Well, we'll discuss all that. So what we'll do is we'll reconvene on Tuesday evening.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
At what time?
You're in San Jose. Well, it's 10 minutes after 5 your time, right?
Yeah. Right now it's like 10 minutes late, and I'm still in the office, so I have to leave for home. So we can convene on Tuesday, okay? And you can tell me your final decision about that. And if at that time, whatever discounts will be available, because that will be the end of the month, so we apply all the discount coupons on that too. So I'll be applying the discount coupons on that, and we can figure that out, okay?
Yeah, Tuesday is the last day of the month. That's right.
Exactly.
So we can do Tuesday at 7 o'clock my time, or 5 your time, ma.
6 my, okay, baby. Oh, I am so confused now. I don't understand how my domain name can be one thing and the website name be another thing. That's where I'm getting confused.
It's not your domain name. I'll explain it to you, ma. Okay, so we'll reconvene again on Tuesday, okay?
Yeah, sure. No problem. You can give me a call, or I'll give you a call.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give you a call. You'll be in the office Tuesday at 9 o'clock until 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
5 your time.
Mm-hmm.
You're in California. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, please don't forget there are numerous grammatical errors.
Yeah,
we'll
get that fixed.
Okay.
Once we convene on Tuesday, we'll work on that too.
Okay, then. Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.